Welcome to Intrepid Photography Radio, where we peek behind the lens at who is doing what in the world of photography. I am your grateful host, Bill Ramsey, thrilled to welcome you to the inaugural episode of Intrepid Photography Radio. Before we dive into this, first, why a radio show about photography? Two reasons. A close friend of mine is a professional, full-time magician. When somebody asks him, "What do? They're always amazed at what a cool job it must be. Well, it may not be as unique as magic per se, but photographers often get a very similar response, amazement. This show then is for anyone who's ever wondered, what's it like to be a photographer? The second reason, this show highlights the companies, trends, and technology that are shaping the world of the photographer, because honestly, the two cannot be separated. So if you're looking to improve your own photography, this show is for you. And that is why today's inaugural conversation could not be more appropriate. I am super proud to introduce you today's guest. Sin Truong is the North America Community Manager of F-Stop Gear. Sin, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good. Thank you a ton for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Cannot wait to show off to our audience what you guys are doing over there. But first, we are also joined by a big fan of F-Stop Gear, Sean Bagshaw. Sean is a widely recognized landscape photographer based in Ashland, Oregon. A regular contributor to Outdoor Photographer magazine, Sean spends quite a bit of his time hosting instructional photo workshops in the Pacific Northwest. That is, when he's not out in the woods shooting his own personal work. So, thank you. Welcome, Sean.
Thank you, Bill.
How we doing?
Doing great today.
Good. Well, before we dive into the conversation, the audience ought to know a little bit more of who they're talking to. So, Sin, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a bit fresh face in the industry. F-Stop's only been around for about 7 years. I graduated at KU. 5 years ago, and I was looking for a job, graduating industrial design, and I was doing banner advertisements in St. Louis, and I saw this ad on Craigslist, and it was like, are you interested in photography? It's like, yeah. Do you like design? It's like, yeah. So I went and did this interview, and it turned out, and it was F-Stop, and we were working out of a two-bedroom apartment about 4 years ago, and it's grown quite a bit since. So, and of course, Sean could attest to that, but now we're in a 45,000 square foot building that we own and still based here out of St. Louis. So that's a little bit about me.
Very exciting. Very exciting. Sean, how about you?
Well, I am a full-time landscape and nature and travel photographer. And I got my start in photography kind of accidentally. In my 20s, I was doing a lot of climbing and mountaineering expeditions and just started becoming kind of the team photographer. I'd be the guy willing to carry the extra camera gear. And, get up early to run up the route ahead of whoever I was climbing with so I could get photos and that sort of thing. And then I'd give a lot of slideshows of my photographs after expeditions and things and just really enjoyed the photography aspect of it. And also started wondering, why certain images seem to be more successful than others and figured maybe I should actually learn something about the art and craft of photography so I could actually make more successful images on a regular basis. So I kind of, as I got older and slower and all the things that happen to us as we age, I did less climbing and my expeditions became all about photography. And so that's what I've been doing now full time for the last 10 years. I was a middle school teacher before that and left teaching and started my photography business. And then in the last probably 5 years or so, the education piece has come back into my photography in doing workshops and tours and tutorials and that sort of thing. And so it's really a kind of a good marriage between my previous career and my current career.
That is really exciting. And I have to tell you, Sean, that you are living my 10-year-old's dream job. He would love to be a landscape nature photographer. So I can tell you one of the first persons who will listen to this interview will be Harrison.
Right on. Very cool.
Well, you've given us several things, Sean, that we're going to talk about later. But before we hop into that, let's go back to F-Stop. Sin, who are you guys and what do you do? And then we'll circle back around to what does that have to do with Sean?
Sure, yeah. Like I mentioned before, the company started around 2007. Two guys deep into the outdoor industry, basically seeing that there's no real, option for adventure outdoor photographers. So they decided to collaborate and create something special. So they designed a camera bag. It was designed around backcountry technology using, an internal frame and this little vessel that we called an ICU. So a lot of our camera bags, you'll notice, they have that outdoor backcountry backpack look, but they also have this modular insert that the camera gear goes into. just because a lot of guys that do the type of photography that Sean does, they carry a lot of other gear, the bare essentials other than camera gear. You know, camera gear is a part of the whole setup that they take when they go out into the backcountry and go out and snap some photos. So F-Stop started in 2007. Like I said before, we were working out of a two-bedroom apartment for a while. You know, when it first started out, they were selling bags out of a garage. Thanks to the outdoor industry, things quickly escalated and we grew quite a bit. You know, we were growing at a rate of 300 to 500% for several years straight. Now we're in a huge, you know, 40-some thousand square foot building that we headquarter and warehouse, or we're not warehouse anymore, but now we headquarter out. So over the last couple of years, we've teamed up with a bunch of the top photographers around the world to help us develop our product. And that includes Sean Bagshaw, a lot of the photographers that shoot for Nat Geo as well as the BBC, including Jimmy Chin, Amy Vitale, Tim Kimpel, among many names out there in the industry. And, you know, with their experience, their knowledge, and their feedback, we've been able to, and of course, our amazing designer, who's himself is also an outdoor adventure guy, you know, we've been able to create something pretty special.
So as I understand, what you're telling me is that F-Stop, you guys are exclusively in the photography bag industry. Is that right to say?
Yeah, definitely.
That is amazing. Well, and it's not a small thing either. That's incredible.
Yeah, well, I guess that's the one unique thing about our bags is they kind of have this duality to them. So yeah, they are camera bags, but you know, when you take the insert out, they become actually a really good technical outdoor backpack. So it's fairly unique in that perspective for sure.
So Sin, what you're telling me is that with this bag, I could use this with my camera gear, but if I chose to go out without my camera, then I could leave the gear out and still use it as my outdoorsman backpack. Is that correct?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. A lot of people use it for everything. I mean, a lot of people that travel, they'll put their camera gear in there and they'll throw all their other essentials on top or around it. And sometimes they'll carry their camera gear separate. And that way they could pack their bag with all their essentials. And then once they get to the hotel, they take everything out, stick the insert back in the bag, and now they're ready to go shoot.
So you mentioned the ICU. Explain that to me.
Sure. It's a modular padded insert. It's where the cameras go. People use it individually, or they could go inside the camera bag. They're available in about a dozen different sizes. So no matter what type of setup you have, there's an insert that works perfectly for the amount of gear that you plan to carry. So you put the insert into the bag, and then you're able to access the insert through the back of the bag. And it allows you to balance your load between camera gear and everything else that you plan to carry.
So, Sean, talk to me about your history with F-Stop gear.
Sure. Yeah, it's great. I'm a kind of a founding member of a photography group out here in the Pacific Northwest that we started several years ago. And F-Stop first approached us and reached out to us to see if we would be interested in using their bags. It's kind of when they were still kind of in that growth period that Sin was talking about. And the funny thing was, is they're explaining what they were trying to do with their camera bags. As they were explaining that to us, our minds were blown because this was the exact conversation that as a group we had had several times. You know, like we weren't happy with our current camera bags that we just had, and we couldn't find anything that really met our needs. And so we would talk about, boy, if we could design a camera backpack that would be perfect for what we use them for. We had all this list of things. And then when F-Stop called us and said, this is what we're working on, it was exactly our list. So we said, absolutely, we'd love to check them out and try them out. So since then, it's been, I think it's been 4 or 5 years that we've been using F-Stop bags, and they are spectacular. One of the problems that we had with camera bags in the past was that while they were constructed well and carried camera gear well, it was kind of the design path seemed to go where first the company would design a case that could hold camera equipment, and then they just kind of throw some straps on it. And so instead of really fitting like a backpack, it always felt like you had kind of a suitcase on your back. And we carry a lot of gear, like Sin said. We're often hiking into some pretty remote areas or, you know, stuff that's off trail. And we're out for hours and hours and hours. So trying to carry some of these backpacks was just, they weren't comfortable, even though their quality was fine. So the F-Stop bags, really, they fit like an actual adventure backpack, you know, like Sin was talking about, because that's where they came from. You know, that's kind of how the company started. So that, plus a bunch of the other features, are just really useful and usable and practical. And it's a lot of these kind of things, like I said, that being the people who are using the equipment, it's stuff that we knew we wanted. And so it's great now that we have that option. And, you know, while we love the bags and we are associated with F-Stop, We're not on the payroll in any way. We use the bags and we share the bags because we honestly like them. And it's what we'd be using, I think, definitely, I know, even if FStop had never reached out to us. And on our workshops, it's funny now because, you know, we started using the Photocascadia members, and on our workshops, we'd get questions about the bags from the people on our workshops. And now when you go on our workshops a few years later, it's like 70 or 80% of the people have all switched over to these bags. And anytime anyone new comes into a workshop, they always want to know, what's the deal? Why does everybody have these same camera bags? And I said, well, it's because they work.
Amazing. Well, I'm going to put you on the spot here, Sean. Sid mentioned that photographers will use this to carry their gear as well as some of the others. Talk to our audience. If you're going out on an expedition, and let's say that you're going to be out, I'm going to say 14, 15 hours. What are some of the other things? We're not talking about camera gear. What are some of the other things that you always are going to have in your pack?
Yeah, well, my pack is always packed with a complete rain layer. I have a rain jacket, lightweight pants, rain pants. I also have a rain cover for my pack, and those are just always in there at all times. And then usually I've got at least one water bottle, maybe a couple water bottles, sometimes a coffee thermos. I've got food for the day. And depending on where I'm going and what I'm doing, I might have, you know, trekking poles. I might have certainly got a tripod attached on there. And in some places, even snowshoes or, you know, an ice axe, things like that. And so, yeah, really, it's great. You know, my camera gear plus all that stuff. And it carries like any of my non-photography related backpacks. And through the years of doing mountaineering and climbing, I've worn a lot of backpacks. And like Sin said, oftentimes, if I'm going out on a non-photography trip, I'll pull all my camera gear out and just use it because as a backpack without camera gear, it's a great bag.
Sin, drop a few more names. You guys work with some pretty amazing rock stars in the photo industry. Who?
Yeah, definitely. I mentioned some of them before. Jimmy Chin is one of the big names. He's a big outside magazine, outdoor guy. He shoots for Nat Geo, does a bunch of crazy type adventures doing rock climbing, skiing off of, you know, ascending the tallest peaks in the world. Another one is Tim Kimple. Tim's been with us for a long time. He's helped develop some of our early bags, and he's a big guy from the outdoor rock climbing industry. Amy Vitale, she's a regular for Nat Geo. Christian Pondella, old school action sports climb photographer. He does just about everything for Red Bull these days. We're also actually partners with Red Bull too. So that seems to be a match made in heaven. To name a couple more, Chris Burkhardt, he's probably one of the top surf photographers of our generation. Then there's Scott Surface. Of course, all the Photocascadia guys are great. Mark Adamus is also one of our guys. There's plenty more. I guess if the listeners are really interested in our team, definitely check out our website, www.fstopgear.com.
Very good. Well, Sean, being one of those guys in that illustrious crowd, tell us, you referenced earlier some of the features that you think are groundbreaking about this bag. I got to be honest with you. You're talking to me about a camera bag and you use the word groundbreaking. Sounds like you may be reaching a little bit. Back that up.
Okay. Well, you know, some of these may seem pretty obvious, but like I said, until this bag came along, we couldn't find anything that did this. One of the things that kind of a traditional photography backpack does is that the panel or the door that opens in the back and, you know, the side that's away from the straps. So what that meant, you are using that style of bag, is that every time you take the backpack off to get camera gear out, you're setting the straps and the side that goes against your back down on the ground. And so a lot of the places we're photographing are muddy or wet or sandy. And so the part that you're going to then pick back up and put on your back is always dirty and wet. And so with the F-stop bags, the panel that opens so you can access your camera gear is against your back. So when you lay the camera bag down, the straps and the back that rests against your back face upwards. So when you put the pack back on, it's nice and clean. So that's huge. Also, for a lot of traveling that I do, you know, I'm in other countries, I'm in all kinds of places, and you're carrying around a lot of expensive camera gear on your back. Because the panel that opens is against your back, when you're wearing the backpack, it's not accessible. No one can, you know, walk up behind you on a subway and unzip it and pull camera gear out of it. So that piece right there is huge, just that one little design feature. And the fact that the stuff, the piece that carries the camera gear, this ICU, internal camera unit that Sin talked about, is detachable from the inside of the pack, and that they make all these different sizes, is that one pack is actually many different packs. Because if you want to carry less camera gear and more other stuff, you put in a smaller ICU. If you want to carry more camera gear and less other stuff, you put in a bigger ICU. And those ICUs are interchangeable. And not only that, they're these amazing storage boxes. So when they're not in your pack, you can still leave camera gear in them and stack them on a shelf, and they keep your camera gear, you know, dry and dust-free and safe. So just those two features alone are things that we didn't find in any other camera packs. And there's lots and lots of little small details. They're really well-made packs, but those two features alone are huge.
I got to tell you, I was amazed when I looked online and I saw these bags, and they actually have the water bottle with the drinking straw attached into the bag. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah. So all the kinds of things that you'd look for in an adventure bag, a regular adventure backpack, you know, a skiing backpack or a climbing backpack or a mountain biking backpack, these packs perform right up there with that hydration and the ability to carry lots of different types of equipment, but they just also carry camera gear as well.
So, Sin, I'm listening to a guy like Sean Bagshaw. I mean, this phenomenal athlete, obviously, who's doing these extreme backcountry adventures. Let's just be honest. Most of us are weekend warriors in photography, and we will never see the remote beauty that Sean and his cohorts get to see. Is there a bag for us? I mean, do we really need something like what Sean would carry?
Sure, yeah. Well, I mean, it all depends on what type of work you do. If you travel a lot, there's definitely something there. But of course, we make a variety of different bags, just about something for everybody. We even just released a new line called the New Miller Series out for product preview. And it's a sub $100 level bag, but it's well made. It uses, you know, the best zippers in the world, YKK zips, and it uses a weather resistant Cordura material. And it's got some pretty neat styling that's inspired by just, you know, everyday fashion in Tokyo. So it's a pretty neat series, and everybody could go on the website and check that one out. We also got something in the pipeline that we'll be launching for pre-order very soon. It's designed specifically for cinematographers, so definitely check the site or check our Facebook page whenever that comes available.
Absolutely. And I noticed online that your new line that you mentioned, the bags that are $100 and less, they don't look like camera bags. They actually look much more fashionable. I hate to use that word because they're not so fashionable. They would be awkward, but more functional. But at the same time, they don't scream camera bag.
No, for sure. And all of our camera bags kind of have that look. We try to stay away from the box with straps design. We want to create something that blends in as much as possible. So with that latest series, it definitely has kind of the classic rucksack look, but it brings, you know, modern amenities such as a tablet sleeve. The camera insert is actually removable on it as well, so you could turn it into a regular backpack. And yeah, it's a fabulous build and it's weather resistant, so you don't really get that combination. You know, it's not really widely available, so we want to say that we help and pioneer this new segment of discreet, fashionable, and also affordable backpacks.
Excellent. Well, guys, I hate to say this, but we are close to being out of time. I'm going to radically shift gears on my next question. And for our audience, in the future, we're going to have another conversation with Sean about his work and his life of what he does. Right now, Sean, can you give us a teaser? You started off the conversation saying you became interested in photography when you realized, quote, I want to make more successful images, end quote. Can you give the audience 1, 2, 3 common tips that either people miss or that they should do that immediately would improve their photography?
Sure. Yeah. A few things that I learned. One is composition and really thinking carefully about how you are kind of creating your scene through the lens. So paying real close attention to the elements within the scene and simplifying a scene down to just some bare essentials, really kind of coming up with a goal or a theme for the photo. And then working with that composition until it's distilled down to just a few bare elements that communicate. So that's one. Number two would be paying attention to light and learning to recognize light and what that does in a photograph. A lot of people go to some of the same places that I photograph, but just being in a place, because I'm really not ever photographing a place or a thing. I'm always photographing light and the way light is interacting with that place or that thing.
I'm going to stop you, Sean. Would you repeat that last line, what you just said? Because I think that is absolutely critical. Would you say that again?
So the fact that I'm not ever photographing necessarily a specific place or a thing, I'm photographing light. And so I'm always photographing how light is interacting with the place I'm photographing. And that's the key element for me. So it doesn't matter where I go. If the light's not right, I'm not going to create a good photograph. So that's a real key element for me. And then let's see, a third thing that I think is really good to work on early on in your photography is learning how to work with the various camera settings, because a lot of the creative control we have over how our photographs come out and how we communicate the image is understanding how to control exposure and depth of field and just even the focal length. So, you know, which lens are we using and how are we composing the scene through different lenses?
Sean, thank you. I really do appreciate it. So before we go, because we are out of time, Sean, how can people learn more about what you do and how to get a hold of you, keep in touch? Because I think you've got some tiny, paltry Facebook following. Is that right that I noticed?
Yeah. social media is a good way to get a hold of me. I have a Facebook page, Sean Bagshaw Photography. I think it's about 110,000 followers there now. I'm also on Twitter and I'm on Google+. And you can also find me at my website, outdoorexposurephoto.com. And you can find the whole Photo Cascadia team at photocascadia.com.
Sean Bagshaw, thank you for being here. We really appreciate it. And look forward to our follow-up conversation where we talk more about the day-to-day life of what you're doing. But thank you. So, Sin, how can people learn more about F-Stop Gear?
Sure, yeah. Well, we're also on social media, pretty active on social as well. You could see everything on our Facebook, which is our Facebook handle is fstop.gear. Our website is www.fstopgear.com, and our Instagram handle is fstopgear. So definitely check us out, and of course, thank you, Bill, for having me.
No, it's a privilege. So, Sin Truong of F-Stop Gear and Sean Bagshaw of Outdoor Exposure Photography, thank you guys for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Bill. It's been fun.
Thank you, Bill.
This has been Bill Ramsey on the Intrepid Photography Show. To get more from the Intrepid Now Network, go to intrepidnow.com/lists. There you can tell us what kind of stories you want to hear. We'll curate the content for you, and then we'll send you only the information that you want. But here's a teaser. Coming soon to Intrepid Now, you'll get an inside look into the world of photography through the eyes of Rainer Zerwinski, Walter Eagleton, Matthew Jordan Smith, Laurie Nordstrom, and the iconic Tony Corbell. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time on Intrepid Photography Radio.